Today's scripture comes to us from Psalm 139. It is ascribed to the director of music of David, and the psalm goes as follows. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. The darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit together me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are too wonderful. I know that full well. This is the word of God for the people of God.
I hope you enjoyed that video. That's one of my favorites. I discovered it accidentally, and I tear up every time I hear it. Even as a man, I tear up. My name's Don Rickman. I'm a retired, licensed local pastor in United Methodist Church. I thank Jim today for having the confidence in me to stand before you today. And I've been retired for a few years. I served several churches, and it's been a privilege. And I just thank Jim today for having his faith in me to speak to you this morning. I'd like to have a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come together here this morning, may the words that I speak this morning be your words through the Holy Spirit, that they can empower me to reach out and touch this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm not up here this morning to talk to you about the cross. I'm not here to talk to you about Jesus dying on the cross, the blood he shed. But I am going to talk to you about something very important that we forget. And that is, through life, we sometimes forget that God is here. So, brothers and sisters, I want to be this morning a reminder of where you can reach out and reinforce your Christianity. And for those that have not become baptized yet and confess to your sins, that there's always an opportunity for you to do that. Not that I take lightly the cross or Jesus Christ dying on the cross. They are very important to us. But being a disciple requires us to be very disciplined. And that is of the utmost importance. There's nothing more important, I think, as a Christian, as to follow the path that Christ and God has laid out for us. We can serve God in numerous ways. And one reason we are Christians is that we believe in heaven. We want eternal life. We want to live forever. The one question I like to ask this morning, and I'll give you an answer, is there a heaven? Is there really eternal life? Now, I don't know from personal experiences that I have ever experienced or seen heaven. I want that clear. But I would say that Jesus has said that there is a heaven. And if Jesus said it, a lot more authority than I am. I think as Christians, one, we like to be helpful to the community. We like to help each other. But one of the things that stays back in our minds is heaven, eternal life. And when we go to a funeral, we feel comfort in knowing that the deceased has gone to heaven. Jesus talked about heaven in Mark. He talked about it in Matthew. He talked about it in Luke. Some of his disciples talked about it in Hebrews. But one of my favorites is Psalm 16:11. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with external pleasures at your right hand. God has set a path for us, each of us, to reach heaven. How many times did Jesus talk about heaven? He talked about it 22 times in the New Testament. I firmly believe that if Jesus said there was a heaven, there is a heaven. In 2009, there was a Pew survey of Americans, and they found that 76% of Americans believe that there is a heaven. Now, counter that, there is, I'm going to say this twice, hell. It's never mentioned in the Old Testament, but it's mentioned 13 times by Jesus in the New Testament. I believe that heaven does exist, and we want to travel a path in our lifetime that glorifies God and that allows our entrance into eternal life. That is probably the main reason that we're Christians. Not that we don't desire loving, being compassionate, and being a good person to others. But this pathway to heaven is, as a Christian, as you know, is not straight. When you become a Christian, your life just becomes complicated. It's not easy going. There's curves, there's U-turns, and life in general throws us curveballs. And we like to throw curveballs too in our own lives. It's a complicated journey. It can be very delusional. It can be very defeatist. It can be very overpowering. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus talks about a rich person, but I would say it applies to all of us, that it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than it is for us to reach heaven. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that it's a complicated journey, and we need reinforcement and we need encouragement. The first two verses in the song this morning, and I like to say, when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. You will not walk alone. So where do you get the support that you need to travel through the downsides, the roadside blocks that are on our journey through life? First, I'd like to remind you, don't blame God. Don't blame God for your problems. Don't blame God for society. God doesn't intend to hurt anybody. God loves everybody. And he doesn't expect you to be blaming him. And sometimes life just in general throws us off. It's because of a lot of things that happens in life. The life that we live in today, that our kids lived and our grandkids lived in years ago, our grandparents lived years ago. Today, this world can be very overbearing. It can be very resentful. And people around us despise us as Christians. You've got to know that. As Christians, you are in a minority. But the rewards are there. I think we have three opportunities to overcome the burdens of life, the Christian life, and overcome the distractions in our path to heaven. One is God. One is this church, and one is friends or family. You may say, and I can say, I've never seen God. And I don't think you can see God. And we can't touch him. But through the Holy Spirit, God has promised us that he would be present in our lives. Jesus said, and I'm going to paraphrase this, I must go to my Father's house to prepare a room for you, but my Father will send an advocate for you, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here in this church. It's in your home. It's everywhere you go, waiting to be invited into your heart. Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, I am with you always to the very end of time. Like I said earlier, the Holy Spirit is right here in this church, just waiting for an invitation from you to ask the Holy Spirit to enter your heart. Now, you've been baptized, some of you, maybe all of you, and you've confessed your sins. That qualifies you to be a Christian. That doesn't qualify you to act like a Christian, but it qualifies you to be called a Christian. But the Holy Spirit is in your heart if you've been baptized. I firmly believe that. And for those who've not been baptized and confessed to their sins, the Holy Spirit is there. It surrounds you. It's with you every day. It sleeps with you. And as you walk through life, in Jeremiah's time, as an example, the Israelites were defeated and transported to Babylon. They had lost their church. They had lost their country. But Jeremiah sent them a note. 29:11, I'm just picking out one verse. For surely I know the plans I have made for you. In other words, Jeremiah is telling the Jews, God is with you. No matter where you go, God is with you. And God is with you today. This church exist as a result of God's work through its members, through its foundation and its existence. It is a place that you can come, that you can reach and touch the power of God. We have two outstanding pastors here, Pastor Jim and Pastor Marsha, waiting and wanting to help you through a crisis. You may be dealing with the loss of a loved one, a diagnosis of a life-threatening disease. You may have money issues. You have marriage issues. And as you're getting ready to go to college, you may have some unanswered questions there too. You can talk to Jim and Marsha in confidentiality. They will not let anybody else know what your problem is. They will not judge you, but they will help you find a path to resolve an issue in your life. In this church, you can pray, you can become silent, you can become an active member of this church, and you can use the pray area over there that we've set aside for any time the church is open. I want to mention something else. It's not in my sermon, but since I'm involved in it, I wanted you to know. The care team. How many people in here know that this church even has a care team? We meet monthly. We serve a couple of Northridge, and we do services there once a month at Northridge and Arbor. We also meet monthly, and we go over a list of people that are homebound. And we send cards. We take communion to them. We call them. We give them reinforcement and give them strength. What's it all about? This church is living by the two commandments that God gave us, that Jesus said in chapter 22, verses 37 through 40 in Matthew. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second is like, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on to these two commandments. And that applies to us today. Sometimes we don't want to come to church, or we don't want to speak to the pastor. Sometimes it's nice to have a close friend or a family member that you can talk to. Someone that will not judge you, that someone that will listen to you and not say, I know how you feel. You don't know how that other person feels. I want you to know this morning that God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit exist. You have brothers and sisters in this church that care for you. The truth that God has been in your life, by looking back and you can see evidence where God has been there for you. In growing up, we have many different goals. We make plans, and then out of the blue sky, change happens. The question you might ask is why? Well, I don't know the answer to that. You can make the experiences of your past and use them to build yourself a more positive life, and it's not easy. If not without setbacks, by placing your faith and trust in God, God will see you through your troubles. I don't know this because I have read a book or the Bible, but I stand here today because I have allowed God in my life. I give you several examples of how I looked at life and how things turned out. I wanted to be a Marine. Well, first I wanted to be a farmer. Then I wanted to be a Marine, and the recruiter wasn't there, so I got mad and went and joined the Air Force. I wanted to be a helicopter pilot, but I didn't get the invitation soon enough before I got discharged. Thank goodness, because of Vietnam, I probably wouldn't be here today. I had a marriage, very successful marriage. I have three wonderful kids. And thanks to a pastor, Barbara Bowser, at Palm de Terre United Methodist Church, she encouraged me to get into ministry. Oh, I had doubts. And one Sunday, we sang a hymn, Victory in Jesus. And for the next week or two, I could not get that hymn out of my mind. And I felt like it was a calling. And it's been a good calling. It's been a good calling. I worked. I went to seminary. And it's been blissful. I have touched many people's lives. Do you have doubts? All the time, any of us can have doubts. Why did this happen to me? Where is God? Where is Jesus Christ? Where is the Holy Spirit? The answer is here, with you. In our doubts, we become negative on Christianity. In our seminar, our latest Sunday school lesson, we talked about Adam Hamilton wrote this book, Wrestling with Doubt. And he says, when life does not align with our assumptions about God, we can lose faith altogether. I would just remind you this morning that God walks with us, God comforts us, and God uses us. God gives us peace that transcends our human understanding. Paul said in Romans 8:39, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is so true. Paul wrote that many years ago, but it applies today. I would like to close with a couple more verses from the song. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain. For your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on, walk on. With hope in your heart, walk on, walk on. You'll never walk alone. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this audience and this congregation here and at home. We thank you for this church. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We just ask that you guide us in the direction that you'd like us to walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.